You'll know real when you get it. It will say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like a gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Hello, hello. This is Brooke Devard, and you're listening to the Naked Beauty Podcast. When you love beauty and skincare the way I love beauty and skincare, and the way many of you listening love beauty and skincare, packing for a trip is just as much about the products you're going to bring as the clothes that you're going to pack. And to be honest, it doesn't even stop at the beauty products that you're packing with you. It's about what you'll be buying when you arrive to said location to bring back home with you. When I tell you that my husband and I get into a disagreement, I'm not going to say a fight, we get into a disagreement every single summer we travel to Turkey because I always want to bring soaps back. Soaps, of course, are very heavy, but I'm always like, babe, I'm going to buy these soaps. They are the equivalent of $4 per bar. You cannot get that kind of value for an all natural. You also can't find like a pure goat's milk soap that easily in the US. Like when I'm in Turkey, I'm going to buy a lot of soaps. We're going to check an extra bag. There's not really going to be a discussion about it. And yet every summer we have this disagreement. So it's the beauty products you bring on the trip and then what you buy when you're there. Now, I just got back from a family ski trip, and of course, skiing is going to not be the best thing for your skin. I love skiing. I love being out on the mountains, but all of that snow, all of that white snow creates such a strong reflection of the sun on your face. The sun is actually stronger on the mountain, like on the slopes with snow, than it is on the beach. So you're getting really strong sun. It's obviously cold. The wind is whipping your face. I had to bring all of my most hydrating serums and toners and moisturizers and overnight sleeping masks. But here's the funny part. We went to Mammoth Mountain, which is like a 5-hour drive from LA. But we traveled with our next door neighbors and their kids, which was really sweet. My neighbors were so happy with the products that I bought. So the first night, they were like, oh, my skin is a little dry. And they didn't have lotion. That I am always, as a black person, let me just say, I am always surprised when people do not have lotion. And of course, the thing is, you can have light skin, white skin, and be ashy, as we say, or have dry skin, but it's just not visible, right? There's no contrast on the skin to show the dry, white, flaky skin. So maybe you don't know that your skin needs moisture as much. Anyway, I pulled out my Hanahana unscented shea butter. Everyone went to work on their skin. Everyone was like, oh my gosh, this is incredible. My skin feels so good. And I was like, yes, okay, let's do our skin prep for the mountain together. I gave everyone the Dr. Barbara Sturm Hyaluronic Serum as the base before we start sealing the moisture in. We did a few sprays of rose water. Then we did the very moisturizing Shiseido Vita Clear Sunscreen SPF 50. I passed around my tube of Aquaphor so everyone could baste their lips in Aquaphor to seal all of that moisture in. And everyone, the husband and wife, my husband, everyone was like, oh my gosh, my skin feels so good. And I was like, you could do this every day. This could be your every day. It just made me feel really good that they had this very positive skincare experience on the mountains and that I was part of helping them have that great skincare experience. When I did a family trip to Tuscany, it was my family and like 15 other friends and family. One of the women had her bag confiscated at Heathrow Airport, which brutal. Heathrow Airport is the strictest airport I have ever been to when it comes to liquid and allowances. Like they will throw all of your stuff out. No remorse. She lost all of her cosmetics bag traveling to Tuscany. So I was thrilled to be able to offer her a lot of my products. I had extra travel size products. Like I love having my beauty products with me. When I traveled to Jamaica, I went to Port Antonio, another beautiful place. I brought my pink lipsticks and my orange lipsticks. When I tell you I do not wear these lipsticks otherwise. Like, I was like, I'm going to a warm tropical vacation. This is where these lipsticks are going to have their moment to thrive. When I go to Paris, I go to French pharmacies. When I go to Asia, I buy sunscreen and unique makeup. When I'm in Turkey, I buy soaps, I buy body care, I buy different oils. Turkey has a lot of incredible beauty products. I actually need to do another episode all about Turkish beauty culture and an update on what to buy because I've been learning more and more. I am so passionate about discovering culture through the lens of beauty. If you all aren't following Naked Beauty Planet, that's the Instagram account for this podcast, please do, because we've launched a series that I feel very passionate about. It's been a labor of love between me and my team. We're doing a deep dive about beauty culture around the world. It's called Naked Beauty Global. We've just covered Habesha braiding styles from Eritrea and Ethiopia. We did a whole series on the women of Chad and the Chebe powder that they use to preserve their very long hair. And then a deep dive on Chola aesthetics pioneered by Mexican American women right here in South LA. So we're spanning the globe, we're spanning time periods. And here's the thing, for as long as I can remember, I have always loved traveling and I have always loved beauty. So the two really go hand in hand for me. My guest, Violette, is a makeup artist and founder and creative director. I hope you had the chance to listen to her full length episode because she has an amazing story, but she is always traveling, always on a plane. So we had a lot of fun discussing our favorite cities and how she approaches beauty for travel. Enjoy this mini episode with Violette and maybe it will inspire you to book a trip somewhere. You'll know real when you get it. It will say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like a gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Let's get into it. All right, beauties, we have a special little bonus episode with Violette, who travels a lot, travels around the world. I know you've developed a lot of skincare products with travel in mind specifically, but at first I want to ask you, I want to get your rundown on how you feel about certain cities. So what is a city that you dislike?
Okay, I want to say first, I dislike it because I don't really know it. And I think it's a city that's hard to know if you're not local. It's LA.
Okay. Now, as someone who moved to LA a year ago from New York City, I am so familiar with this take because everyone I know who lives in New York is like, LA is great, but I could not live there. And I also felt that way. So I totally understand.
All I know is like big streets where people don't walk. There's no like neighborhood yes. life. And yeah, I've come from Paris with like neighborhood life. So it's too much of a stretch for me. But people told me like, if you go with locals and you take the time to really know, you'll like it. So I'm waiting
Let me
for
know
your
next
invitation.
Time you're in LA. I will gladly have you over. But you're also kind of like, by the way, congratulations. I know Greta Gerwig at the Golden Globes wore the blue eye paint and looked gorgeous. So I would imagine you have several opportunities to come to LA, but it's probably always like an industry type thing, right?
Yes, yes, exactly. I need a different reason to travel there.
Yes. Okay, city you think is overrated?
Well, I don't know, actually. Maybe I would say LA as well.
LA hate is strong. That's okay. That's okay.
LA people don't hate me. I just don't know the city.
No, I completely understand where you're coming from. Okay, city you like?
I like so many cities. It's going to be really hard to pick. I like Madrid. There's a city Madrid. I like Madrid. Yes.
Okay. What do you like about Madrid?
I love the culture. Also, I'm a big fan of Almodovar movies, so I feel like I'm back there.
Almodovar. Okay, so when you come to LA, we can go at the Academy Museum. They have a whole floor dedicated to Almodovar, screens showing his work, all of his props, all
Amazing.
Of his scripts. So
love that. Yes.
Being late and being up very late is hard for me to adjust to.
Yes, it's a lifestyle, but it's the culture, everything is so rich. I love it.
Yes. Okay. City you love?
Tokyo.
Okay, how many times have you been to Tokyo? And do you feel like you know it yet? Because I've been three times actually, and I feel like I'm still scratching the surface.
I've been there, well, like 4 or 5 times, but honestly, last June I went and I felt like I was rediscovering it again completely from scratch. I'm going back in September and I know it's going to be the same. So I think it's normal.
So much to explore. Okay, so city you feel most yourself in.
It's not so much a city, it's more an area like Provence in the south of France.
Hey, I've
I
never been.
feel, oh, you'll love it with
I
the
need to
family.
go.
I feel like it's a heaven for your senses. The smell, the sound, what you see, what you eat, everything is so peaceful. There's something there that is like making me extremely happy.
I need to go. I've seen images and it does look like pretty much
Yeah.
heaven on earth. Okay, last two. The city you still need to visit and the city you dream of living in.
The city, oh, there's so many cities I dream to visit. Mexico City, I really
Yes, that's
dream
mine
of
too.
it. Yeah. Have you been there before?
I haven't. That's mine too. That's like the city that
No,
I
you
like I
can.
need to visit. Everyone who
It's
goes
so
is
close.
obsessed.
Yeah, I heard it's really amazing. So yeah, Mexico City as soon as possible. I think in December we'll be able to do it.
Nice. And what's the city you dream of living in?
I think a side of me would really love to live in Tokyo for a few months.
Which neighborhood? My neighborhood is Daikanyama. I'm like, I'm gonna live in Daikanyama and like
I
have my whole life there.
don't know yet because I feel like by the park is so nice, and I'm like discovering these like new places. I just started to scratch the surface off when I came in June, like this little tiny, it almost feels like a little village, you know? So I
Yes.
don't know yet where, but yeah, I
Me
would
too.
have loved to have to experience. I don't even have a though.
Well, hey, life is long. Life is long.
Yeah.
Okay,
Yeah.
so you travel a lot and like travel does a number on your skin.
Yes.
What are your top tips for keeping your skin happy and thriving as you travel?
Yeah, so I'm definitely not the kind that travels looking all glammed up, because of that reason. I always travel, number one, with zero makeup on.
Oh my gosh, so important. So important.
Right?
Even if you're wearing makeup, you take it off before you get on the plane,
Take it
right?
off. And then the dehydration is the number one issue. So Boom Boom Milk is a lifesaver because I apply it throughout the flight. I drink a lot of water. Then,
And you can spray it on, which is also, I feel
yes, you
like,
don't touch
yes,
your
the
face.
germs and everything, it's just very
Exactly.
stressful. So having a spray is key.
It's really ideal. And I can spray on my body. Like, love, I'm obsessed with this. Then when I come home, I would usually do a little peeling or scrub, more chemical scrub. And then I'll use our serum, which is, you know, we have an SOS kit for your skin. It has five of those serums for any like skin challenges that happen to you. Extremely potent, even though they're natural. So I have one for the skin barrier. It's like the rescue skin barrier serum. I use it for the next 3 days at least. That's going to
Okay.
bring my skin back to normal. Boom Boom Milk. Our cream on top of it, and I layer Boom Boom Milk like 3 times. My skin is saturated; it feels amazing. So I do that for 3 days, and my skin is like back to
And as someone that loves
pre-flight.
beauty, do you travel light when you travel so that you can buy things? Or are you like, I need to put together looks, I want all my favorite products with me?
Yeah, so I love to travel light. So I'm just trying to find ways to be super organized so I can travel light. Like when I did Australia, for example, I had all my events to attend to. We were launching there every day from 7 to midnight. That was like full on schedule. So we shoot interviews like nonstop. So I worked with Anna, who's my stylist in Paris, and like, we had looks for every event. And I like to reuse things because I feel like also we constantly show. I'm not an influencer, but I feel like when you are public, I guess, we always show one look one
Yes.
time and that's it. But
And
like,
then
this
you
is
never see it again.
no. And I'm like, that's not great. Like, we shouldn't influence people this way. We have to reuse what we wear. So that also allows me to pack less. So
Yes,
I'm like,
that's very
okay,
smart.
we're bringing like 3 pairs of shoes and we have to create looks with this. So I do that. And then for makeup, I just take my whole line. because that's the one thing. I'm like, if I have that, then I'm secure.
Just my entire line. It's small enough that you could pack it all and do a lot of different looks with what you have.
Yes, infinite. So I'm good. And then, you know, once I have that, usually, honestly, I bring this little paper that you burn like incense, because I love this paper. Papier d'Arménie. I love that in my room. And I have one book that I never read. I always hope I will, but obviously I don't have time. But I will bring it.
You have the guilt book next to you. The guilt book, that's a good way to say it. That you never
look at me. but that's it. But really, even in the planes, like just my laptop, like I travel very.
What's your hand cream of choice? That's an area I feel like I haven't cracked that yet.
So I use the one from my best friend. She has a line called Oliderme, and she's such a maniac, obsessed with perfectionism, that I trust her in everything she does. And she has the little hand cream that I travel with all the time that I love. She has a bone repair that's like very thick that I also take sometimes, especially in the summer, because it's good for your hands. But if your skin is really, really dry, I put this on my body and reboost.
I'm going to check that out. When you're traveling to other countries, how do you approach shopping? If you go to Tokyo, if you're going to Spain, how do you approach shopping? Because some of it must be research as well, but do you buy other things? Do you just kind of go and browse?
In Tokyo, it's hard. I came back with 2 suitcases that I had to buy.
Yes. Okay.
I went to Muji. I was like, okay, I'm just going to grab these 2 suitcases. But especially now, because my bigger daughter is, I feel like she will fit in Tokyo so good. Like she has this like punk, super kawaii type of look.
Love.
And so I was going crazy buying her all this stuff. And also she's like a little artist. So I bought all this stuff to paint, and it was so cute. So I bought it all. And
you just go to like, do you just go to the little drugstores in Tokyo, the Don Quixote, or just like the,
everywhere
you're not going to specialty shops, right?
I mean, I go to everything. Like I like this store, I forgot the name though, for art and craft. They have amazing paint.
Yes, they have some incredible arts and crafts.
I love it. Of course, pigment in Tokyo, where I buy, like you can see it here, but it's all like the pigments I buy there.
That green was insane.
Yes, we have amazing colors. Then when I go to Kyoto, I go more to traditional beauty stores, like where geisha buy their products, because I did a lot of research around their craft. So I try to go to, to many, many different type of store and new designers, like it's infinite.
Beauty tourism. If you appreciate beauty, then it's so fun. My husband is always, can you just do this on a separate day? Like I will be eating. I will be at the market eating, and you can go up and down all the aisles and buy 17 different eyeshadows.
That's probably a good deal.
Yes. One last thing I want to ask you on this topic. Inspiration to reflect the place that you're visiting in your makeup look. Like when you travel to a different country that has a different aesthetic, do you try to do a look that's like a nod to the location?
I mean, naturally it's going to happen. Like when I'm in Spain, I'm like red lipstick.
Right.
Like it just naturally happens. Yeah, Tokyo, I started to do a glitter, super thin liners. I'm just, of course, like you're a sponge. Like I'm inspired by the environment and people's style, and you take it and then you make it your own. It's amazing. That's why, you know, when I used to be in Paris before moving to New York, all I was doing was red lipstick and smoky eyes. And then I moved here and I saw so much diversity in personality and styles. So my gosh, in France, we're so locked into this one aesthetic for so many years, and like we don't really get out of it. That's why I'm so happy with my brand now. When I do events in France and I see girls wearing blue and shadow, for us it's like a huge step. I'm like so proud. So traveling, I think for many reasons, is, if you can, such an opportunity for you, for your mental health, like for your mind.
Yes. And you're truly creating a global brand, and I think that's reflected in your love of travel. So thank you for sharing those tips with us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening. That was my conversation with Violette. Are you feeling newly inspired to book a trip? I don't know when I'm traveling next. I have some things kind of like up in the air, a few projects that may take me to different places. But I also love traveling and exploring different beauty cultures within LA, like going to the Korean spas here, going to Topanga Canyon and getting into all of like the crystals and all of the new age wellness culture they have out there. I think there's so much to be said for changing your surroundings, changing your perspective, even if you're just traveling from within your town, within your city. It really does so much for me, and beauty can play a large part of that travel experience as well. Thank you so much for listening, and we will be back next week with a new episode.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.